USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Senate Majority Leader says there's no chance of a quick vote on $2,000 stimulus checks. In remarks Wednesday on the Senate floor, Mitch McConnell said he wants to pass targeted economic relief instead of a broader approach that would require borrowing even more money.
The Senate's not going to be bullied into rushing out more borrowed money into the hands of Democrat rich friends who don't need the help. We just approved almost $1 trillion in aid a few days ago. It struck a balance between broad support for all kinds of households and a lot more targeted relief for those who need help the most. We're going to stay smart, we're going to stay focused, and we're going to continue delivering on the needs for our nation.
With the rejection of the House's bill, the extra stimulus payments are not likely to be taken up again until the new Congress is seated on January 3rd. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Residents of one Colorado city were forced to freeze during a recent winter storm after vandals damaged gas lines. Lance Fry has the details from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
Thousands of residents in Aspen, Colorado were left without heat during the near zero-degree weather after vandals, possibly green activists from the environmental group Earth First, attacked the city's natural gas system Monday. The vandals reportedly attacked three separate Black Hills Energy gas lines, one in Aspen and two in Pitkin County, affecting roughly nearly 3,500 residents. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Bry.
And British lawmakers overwhelmingly approved a trade deal Wednesday with the EU that finally completes the country's exit from the European Union. The deal ensures that the UK can continue to trade with the 27-nation bloc without tariffs or quotas. A previous transition deal was set to expire on January 1st. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
The new, more infectious strain of coronavirus has been identified in a second U.S. state. After being first discovered in Colorado this week, California is now reporting its first cases of the new strain first seen in the U.K. Dr. Anthony Fauci says he's not surprised that it's made it to the U.S. He says that while the new variant is more contagious, it doesn't appear to be more deadly.
It looks pretty clear from the U.K. group that, in fact, the transmissibility of this mutant is more efficient than the transmissibility of the standard virus that we've been dealing with up to now. Namely, it's able to bind to the receptors on cells better and therefore is transmitted better. There's no indication at all that it increases the virulence. And by virulence, I mean the ability to make you sick or kill you. It doesn't seem to make it more strong in that regard. In addition, it doesn't seem to evade the protection that's afforded by the antibodies that are induced by vaccines.
And the Canadian government introduced a new restriction on people trying to enter the country, announcing Wednesday that those wanting to enter must have a negative COVID test taken within 72 hours of arrival. The nation has already banned all flights from the UK because of the new strain of the virus spreading there, and already requires those entering the country to quarantine for 14 days. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.